Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, April 15, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And FYI, laptop battery drain to stop wireless upload or internet connection is now happening again. Happened the day before our April 8 show. It was happening on Monday as I typed this, the 9th. It's happened during the week since. Be's that way. And the day before the last show, which would be on Saturday, April 7, 2018, my son's computer crashed after uploading a driver he was told by the machine that he needed, and he still has not been able to reload the system as I typed that. So I was not able to edit the April 8 shows. I've had to upload them unedited. And that may be so for today's show. I'm not sure. My son has been able to reinstall the system, but not all of the programs. And if anyone has info and can email me, the used computer store in Berkeley, California, that we've relied on for repairs is not open. There's no message on, they used to have a message on their answering machine. No message, no sign explaining why. So, bottom line, keep sending your good energy because there's a whole lot of bad surrounding me to counteract. The most recent draft for the PDF for these shows, which I uploaded this morning, is draft number 1038. Sisters and brothers, this story in the New York Times of April 7, 2018, about the Dalits of India is a really good illustration of why the power guys have Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg in the crosshairs. It says the title, Lower Caste Fury Shakes India Ahead of 2019 Vote. Now, the Dalit, it says here, quote, Dalit activists were incensed last week using WhatsApp and other social media. They put out a call for a nationwide strike. As Indians have witnessed before, divisive news that can have real consequences cross their country at light speed, unquote. Now, far from being about dividing, this news is about people coming together. 250 million people, it says in the article, are Dalits in India, people who have suffered to a degree beyond my imagining, able finally to envision a permanent end to the system of class because of social media. And stay strong, Dalits. People who have suffered beyond imagining. Able now to envision an end to class, not just because of social media, but because Prince and Paul are right. The only law, the only legitimate authority is love. And we are all beginning to see our oneness globally. We are all understanding, therefore, what our suffering has been about. And are using social media to share the good news. We are one, infinite all. And our gifts are given us that we may work together globally, harmonizing our interests. As Nikola Tesla said, those who seem favored and those forced to suffer all together now to realize freedom as the premise of our lives through our common subjection to the rule of love. Quoting the Apostle Paul from our January 21st, 2018 show, what if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory? Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. which is of all the people of the world, not Jews, all the others of the world. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That's from Romans 9.